In February, Ian was invited to talk at an international conference in Nelson, a small seaside town in the north of the South Island. He jumped at the chance. There are few international conferences at exotic locations so close to home. And we took the opportunity to have a little holiday. Nelson itself is beautiful. Pam attended a recorder workshop there some years ago and has wanted to show Ian round ever since. We strolled the streets, saw the goldsmith where the Great Ring of Sauron was forged for the movie, ate memorable fishy feasts and visited wineries. For years, Nelson hosted the unique Wearable Art Fashion Festival, and in the World of Wearable Art Museum we found incredible clothes. The bizarre bra collection was a particular favourite of Ian's. Twirling mannequins waft past on a rotating circular stage with rock show effects of pierced coloured lights and pulsing music, decked out in the most outlandish costumes. Stunning, intriguing, whimsical, occasionally grotesque works of art. Many employing unconventional everyday items such as bicycle tubes, paper clips and recycled plastic bottles to astonishing creative effect. Leaving Nelson, we travelled northwest to the tip of the South Island. For old time's sake, we hiked part of the Tasman Track to the beach where, in January 1986, we and our girls camped with two friends from Calgary and their six-week-old daughter. From the Christmas 1986 letter, we fondly remember pulling into a campsite at Golden Bay, northwest tip of South Island. Setting up the tent only took to look around and notice Blob and Joe's tent next door. Surprise, surprise! Four adults, two kids, one baby, hiking a couple of miles down the beach to camp on the sand by a stream, deserted for a few days. Introducing nude sunbathing to an astounded New Zealand. School of 30 killer whales playing close offshore. More deserted beaches with weird caves of eroded rock. Lonely miles of sand dunes up near Farewell Spit. Well, this year, baby Charlotte turned 21. Our kids are even older, and because of the ozone hole, and let's admit it, for other reasons too, we no longer sunbathe naked. But otherwise, our little trip down memory lane was just the same, except that instead of killer whales, we disturbed a huge 2-metre stingray that shot between us as we swam. Golden Bay really is amazing. One long, lonely, pristine golden beach after another. As it happens, Jo and her then unborn, now 19-year-old son are visiting us right now over Christmas as we write this letter.